No matter your flavor, you found it. The Global Voice, radio for all.
Hello and welcome to All Indie Radio. I'm DJ Frederick. We'll be listening to indie pop, indie folk, and indie rock music that you may not have heard before. Both current releases and music dating back a decade or two. This is all about discovering the joy of DIY music, small record and tape labels, and musicians that need to be heard. I'll be sharing the hosting of All Indie Radio on alternating weeks with DJ Steve, so please tune in every week here on the Global Voice. We'll be sharing lots of creative music for the independent thinker.
I know that.
A couple of 45 RPM 7-inch vinyl singles released on Sarah Records back in the late 1980s. That was The Orchids with Give Me Some Peppermint Freedom, and we started off with The Field Mice and When You Sleep. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to The Global Voice. It's all indie radio, exploring the currents outside of the mainstream.
Exploring science in the sea. Some of the most amazing colors on Earth are seen in icebergs and their parent bodies, glaciers. The intense shades of blue and blue-green make them look like icy confections, like snow cones flavored with blueberry or mint syrup. These masses of ice are colored blue for the same reason as the water in the oceans. Water molecules are just the right size to absorb the longer, redder wavelengths of light. But they allow the shorter, bluer wavelengths to pass through or to scatter like blue jelly beans dropped on a hardwood floor. Ocean water doesn't always look blue, though. Particles of dirt, microscopic organisms, or other impurities can color it red, brown, or other colors. Most ice looks white or cloudy. A pile of snow on your driveway, for example, is generally bright white. That's because the ice crystals contain a lot of air bubbles, which reflect all wavelengths of light, making them look white. In a glacier or iceberg, though, things are different. As snow piles atop a glacier, the pressure gets greater and greater. That squeezes out almost all of the air bubbles. It also causes the ice crystals to grow bigger than the crystals in snow, or in the ice you plop in your beverages. So the crystals are more efficient at absorbing red light and letting the blue shine through. And since icebergs and glaciers are big, sunlight shines through a lot of ice before it reaches the human eye. That makes the ice shine in various shades of blue. Beautiful concoctions of frozen water. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Like me.
Tracks from Sarah Records. That was the Springfields with Sunflower, and before that, the Sea Urchins and Pristine Christine. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio here on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. I'm going to play a couple of tracks now from a brand new EP from a band from Japan. Try saying that three times fast. Band from Japan. Okay. Can't do it. The band is called Sparrows. The EP is Gold in the Tide, and this is the title track.
I saw what's on my mind.
right. Three tracks from a brand new EP by the band Sparrows. The EP is Gold in the Tide, and we heard, going backwards there, Rainbow in Your Cheek, Saturn, and the title track, Gold in the Tide.
This is Bird Note. A sweetly whistled song speeds toward a melodious trill. It's still dark, an hour before dawn on this July morning in the Wisconsin countryside. A field sparrow announces the new day. This was the first bird song Aldo Leopold awoke to on his farm in the 1940s. In his Sand County Almanac, a classic of conservation and nature writing, Aldo Leopold brought to life scenes of nature a month at a time. Picture a man sitting on a bench outside his cabin door, awaiting the dawn chorus, a cup of coffee in hand, facing, as Leopold put it, the white wake of the morning star. He wrote, "Before the field sparrows have quite gone the rounds, the robin in the big elm warbles loudly his claim to the spot in the old tree." The robin's insistent caroling awakens the oriole. Then the indigo bunting. And so it goes. Field sparrows aren't as common today as they were in Aldo Leopold's day, but conservation of natural grasslands can help boost their numbers. And the Federal Conservation Reserve Program is leading the way, helping to maintain the ideal habitat for these sweet singers. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to The Global Voice.
And that's going to wrap up All Indie Radio for this week. You can catch either myself or Steve every Thursday at 2230 UTC here on The Global Voice with All Indie Radio. We're going to cruise out with a tune by Heather Perkins, great home taper from the 1970s to the present. She's still at it. This is Requiem for a Squirrel. Thanks for listening in 73s.